Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we come to Mark's Gospel in chapter 8. And we come to a miracle where Jesus feeds a crowd of people. It's very important, first of all, to notice that this is a different miracle to the account where Jesus feeds 5,000 people and there's 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Very important because although we can't say this miracle is occurring constantly, certainly it's significant, it's important to see that it happened more than once. Now, the large crowd had gathered. Again, I'm sure the circumstances are similar. They've been listening to Jesus for some time. He says, they've already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. That's a long time. And it doesn't mean they didn't have anything to eat for 3 days. But I guess at the end of 3 days, most of them, if not all of them, had just eaten up whatever they had. And Jesus again makes this point. If I send them home hungry, they'll collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. It's very interesting just to dwell on that just for a moment, the distances people travelled in order to listen to Jesus and come under his ministry. It really is significant, long, long journeys. And it's actually been my privilege in the Ministry of Living Hope to have people gather who also have made very long journeys in order to come together. And it's very, very humbling. And I'm not just talking about long journeys on an aeroplane or long journeys in a car. I'm talking about people who, like these people, have walked. And they've just been so, so desperate to hear the word of God. They've come. Well, when Jesus suggests that these people need to be fed, again, the disciples, they look at the physical circumstances. It's a remote place. There's a load of people here. How can we possibly do anything? And Jesus asked the question, well, how many loaves do you have? And they reply, 7. I think that, this is seen in the miracle of the 5,000, but it's very, very interesting that Jesus takes the little that they have and now he's going to multiply and do a miracle of some magnitude. They need to surrender those 7 loaves. I've no idea what size they were, but probably they weren't that big, and certainly against a crowd of 4,000, it was minute. It seems they had a few small fish as well. Anyway, what happens is that Jesus prays over the little that there is. And having given thanks, he tells the disciples to distribute them. And they just go out into the crowd. And in fact, there are 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. So they begin with 7 loaves and they end with 7 baskets full of broken pieces. Now, again, I have to say, I have no idea how big these baskets were. But I suspect that each basket was far bigger than a loaf. The incredible ability of Jesus to cause something to happen beyond explanation is always deeply awesome. And that's not just using the word. Sometimes people use the word awesome a bit carelessly. But this is awesome. Jesus goes on to talk about the Pharisees because they're always seeing things in terms of the physical, and they just don't understand that what Jesus is really after is feeding the souls of people. They are only interested in the body. Jesus is committed to the soul. We must pause and leave it there. My good friend Patrick will join me after we've listened to some worship.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward. I've joined Richard now to look further at these verses from Mark chapter 8, the first 21 verses. The extraordinary story, Richard, of the feeding of the 4,000. Let's just clarify, this is very similar to the other story of the feeding of 5,000, but we're sure that it's a different incident.
Yes, it's clearly different. I mean, it speaks very clearly about seven loaves. It says a few fish, whereas in the story of the five, it's five loaves and two fishes.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's very specific, whereas here it's not quite so specific. And it's also very specific that seven basketfuls are picked up. So Jesus is in a different situation here.
Just recap for us the point we've reached in Jesus' ministry, because we're still fairly early on in the gospel. So how well was he known by this stage, do you think?
Well, I think he was certainly well known, and it was undoubtedly because of the testimonies of people who'd received healing. There had been, as early as Mark 2, there'd been a great number who'd been healed. And in a world of sickness, in a world where people were desperate, where they couldn't afford doctors and medicine, to hear of somebody who was actually effectively healing, that in itself would draw a crowd.
Was Jesus okay with that, in the sense that people would come to him really to get something, to get healed?
Well, I think that the reality is that sin brings sickness. It doesn't necessarily mean that a personal sin brings a personal sickness, although sometimes there is a direct equation there. But Jesus had come to save sinners, and therefore to forgive us our sins, to reconcile us to God, to take away our guilt and the punishment we deserve. That's the priority. But the consequences of sin are also abundant, and therefore Jesus would understand. He knew very well that people sick and ill and even dying with illnesses, they would come to him because he could heal them.
So what does this particular incident of the feeding of the 4,000 then tell us about Jesus? What aspects of his character do you think it highlights?
Well, I believe it highlights his compassion. It highlights his sensitivity. He could have just ignored their needs, but of course he never would. I think you have to also see that they'd listened to him for 3 days. Now, he was obviously very good. He was an absolutely amazing communicator. There's not too many people who could hold a congregation for 3 days, and Jesus did. And therefore, it's showing the authority with which he speaks, the clarity, the whole kingdom of God teaching that would have been absolutely mind-blowing for these people. And because they've been so devoted, they're getting tired, and Jesus isn't going to overlook that.
So from verse 11 onwards then, we have another encounter with the Pharisees, and they're looking for a sign. And you would have thought that they'd seen enough signs already to convince them about Jesus.
Well, yes, indeed. But the reality is that they just don't want to know. And, you know, they're not earnest seekers, inquirers, desiring to have a few barriers come down because they really want the truth. they're just locked into unbelief and resistance against Jesus.
This is what Jesus means when he says in verse 17 that their hearts are hardened.
Yes, that's right. Their hearts are hardened, and their interest is not in spiritual life. It's only in the physical.
Okay. Well, as we go on through this chapter and subsequent chapters, we'll see how things develop in Jesus' ministry. But for now, we must leave it there. So, Richard, thank you very much indeed. And join us again next time as we do continue looking at Mark's Gospel in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.